The stove is sold. Suddenly, August's father struck his hand on the table. "I have sold Hirschvogel," he said, and his voice was husky and ashamed. The spinning wheel stopped. August sprang up. "I have sold it to a traveling trader in such things for 200 florins. I owe double that. He saw it this morning when you were all out. He will take it away tomorrow." "Oh, father," August cried, throwing himself on his knees at his father's feet, his face very white. "Sell Hirschvogel. You could not do such a thing. You, who have always been gentle and good, and who have sat in the warmth here with our mother. Oh, listen, I will go and try to get work tomorrow. There must be something that I could do, and I will beg the people we owe money to wait. They will wait for it. But sell Hirschvogel, oh, never, never, never." "Get up and go to bed," said his father harshly, as the children had never heard him speak before. "The stove is sold. There is no more to be said. Be thankful I can get bread for you."